Okay, everybody, I'd like to call this meeting to order of the Public Works and Capital Projects Committee. Welcome, everybody. Before we move on to our resolutions, I'd like to see if the committee has gotten a chance to look at the, we have two sets of minutes from last month, our regular meeting, and then the meeting on November 14th was a special meeting about the rail. You want to move both of them?
Yes.
All right. Motion made by Legislator Maloney, seconded by Legislator Warren. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. Okay, we're going to move into resolutions. I'm going to take a couple of resolutions out of order tonight because we have some department heads here that want to speak on the resolution that's here on their behalf. We have Nina Postipak from the County Clerk's Office and Chris White from the Planning Office. So we will do Nina's first. Okay, this is Resolution 518, establishing capital project number 516 of Ulster County Clerk Mobile Department of Motor Vehicle DMV bus, amending the 2017-2022 Ulster County Capital Improvement Program, amending the 2017 Ulster County Capital Fund Budget, Ulster County Clerk's Office. Nina's looking for us to create a capital project fund of $260,000 to purchase a new DMV bus. The one we have now is 18 years old. I believe it's got 166,000 miles on it, and the frame is starting to rust out.
Mr. Chairman.
Oh, all right, Nina, did you want to speak on it at all before we go any further?
No, I appreciate the support and Catherine's resolution, and we really have tried to take the bus for the life of it, the lifespan of the bus, and it's really at a point that it can no longer be $50,000 or $38,000 in it this year, and at this time that we're putting the bus on the road. It has been a service that we've been giving the residents of Ulster County for over 30 years, there are over 15,000 residents a year. But if anybody has any questions, that's
why
I'm
Legislator
Warren. I do. First of all, where did you get that? Was that given to the county or did we purchase it back then?
We purchased the bus, and at the time, Senator Larkin gave us a $50,000 member of items to say part of the cost of that.
You know, my questions are pretty easy. I mean, you're looking at $260,000. Do we need a bus that large?
We do need a bus that large for quite a few. First of all, we do all motor vehicle transactions and processing on that bus. So that means we have a camera on the bus, two workstations, a scanning station, and of course our barcoding and scanners. So in addition to that, we give permit tests, CDL tests, and we need space for them to do the testing. Everybody waits outside, so we try to bring at least, well, we have two customers in the bus, and then we have two customers that we try to work at the counter where they're filling out their paperwork. So the most that you can put on that bus is probably about four people to actually process at one time. So, and if you go onto the bus, you'll see that you cannot make it any smaller to give full motor vehicle transaction processing.
Okay. The other thing is this good? I mean, we're going to be paying for it up front, and then...
Yes, and we're being in some front. We are not reimbursed by the state. This is, so it's just like here in the county office building, we pay for the overhead of the DMV here in the county office building. So the county is responsible for maintaining the, operating cost of the DMV. So they would not pay for the bus. That's the county cost for the bus. But I am working on getting some grant funding through the state to pay the cost of the bus. But I don't have anything that I can submit to the committee at this time that I have
commitment on. Okay. You're not buying this. Are you buying this off of the state? I'm sorry, Jim.
Wrong right out there.
Are you buying this off the state list? Or who are you going to?
State contract. It's off the state contract. We have one quote right now, which is what we're working on from Matthew's specialty buses. The other one is New York Coach, to come and get a telephone quote on the five and the other one that did the previous five.
Okay. Thank you.
Any other questions?
Just a question. The bus does generate a revenue for the county while also providing a critical service. Over the term of it, do you have any idea of just what revenue would come in through this service?
Oh, sure. We make about $100,000 a year.
Per year.
On the bus. Now, of course, last year it was reduced a little bit because of two things. One is it's a 38,000 inch bus, which is a substantial amount of money. Mm-hmm. And in addition, the bus has to be off the road. And, one part of the thing, last year, because it's 8 weeks, I'm going to rebuild that whole thing because there's no choice that I'm going to keep the bus on the road. So we lost over $30,000 in revenue because of all the repairs that we're doing on the bus. So we bring in about $100,000 worth of revenue. We also collect the motor vehicle use tax, which is done through the DMV bus as well as the county office building. And of course, we all know that we want to keep tax dollars here in Ulster County. So someone in Ellenville, it would take them a whole half a day to come here to do a motor vehicle transaction. And somebody in Warfield is going to go to Orange County, and somebody in Marlboro is going to go over to Turkey if they don't have the bus. So it's a service to actually keep the revenue here in Ulster County and to keep our tax dollars here. One other thing, too, that's really important to note is Real ID. Real ID went into effect October of this year, and anybody who has a New York State driver's license right now, come October 2020, you will not be able to use that New York State driver's license to enter a federal building or to fly anywhere domestically here in the United States. So if you land a plane to go to Florida in October 2020, you will not be able to use your New York State driver's license to get on that plane. What you will have to do is you will have to make your New York State driver's license Real ID compliant. And the only way you can do that is by visiting a DMV, such as here in Kingston or on a motor vehicle bus, and you have to come with your primary documentation, so your birth certificate or your visa that says that you're here and have legal status, as well as your social security card and proof of residency. Because what the problem is with your New York State driver's license is that you can come to the DMV and tell me you live at 60 Main Street, and I don't ask for any proof that you live at 60 Main Street. To be real ID compliant, meaning proof of legal residency. And then, of course, there's an enhanced driver's license, which is the Gold Star license that will then allow you to cross the borders into Canada, Mexico, the Caribbean by land or sea. But that's only U.S. citizens because it is a travel document outside the United States.
Dina, is that something you can do now, or you have to wait to 2020 to do it?
That's something, great question, Dina. Something we just started doing in October. So right now there's 130,000 registered drivers here in Ulster County. So that means that if they want to travel or if they want to enter a federal building using their New York State driver's license, they have to come into DMV, so they have to have a new picture taken, they have to submit all their primary documentation, they have to scan it. So all of those people within the next 3 years, 2.5 years really now, will have to come into our DMV. So that's another reason we feel that the DMV bus is a critical component of processing those real ID compliant documents. In addition, it will generate them. There's no fee for to upgrade your license to Real ID when you come in for renewal. There's a fee for the enhanced driver's license. But what it does, it forces you to come into the DMV, because before this time, if you renew your driver's license, you can go online and renew it if you get an eye test from an eye doctor or the drugstore, CVS, Walgreens. You don't have to come into our office because a new picture do not have to be taken. But now it's forcing all those individuals that could go online before to have to walk into a DMV, have to get their picture taken, and they have to submit all their primary documentation. And with the new ID, you have to get a new picture every 8 years, where with a New York State driver's license, you didn't ever have to get a new picture.
Just one last question. The revenue that you generate, where does that go?
I'm sorry.
The revenue that is generated, will that be used to help offset any of these costs?
So any revenue that's generated in the county clerk's office, we have generated about $2.5 million a year in our office, taking about $20 more to $25 million. The county revenue that we generate, in addition to the $1.1 million that we take in motor vehicle use tax, all goes back to the general fund. Every time that we take in goes back to the general fund.
Okay, so I believe we have a motion made by Legislator Maloney.
I'll second it.
And seconded by Legislator Lauren on the resolution. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Nina, thank you so much
for
taking the time to come and explain. Merry Christmas, happy
New
Year.
Yes,
yes. I'd like to make a motion that I don't have to follow.
Hey.
Have a good night.
Take care. Okay, the next resolution. Resolution number 503. Establishing capital project number 479, Ulster County, Midtown, Lanier Park, PIN 87611.82, authorizing the chairman of the Ulster County Legislature to execute agreements, certifications, and reimbursement requests for federal aid on behalf of Ulster County with the New York State Department of Transportation for funding, engineering, phase, declaring intent to act as lead agency CEPR, Department of Planning. Chris White is here from Planning to explain this resolution. Just explain exactly what what they're looking for. Chris?
Do you need a motion or are you...
I'll move it to discussion, yes.
This is for the area between Cornell Street and the Kingston Plaza in the city of Kingston. It's an area that in December 2015 the legislature delineated for conversion to trail. What we did after that is we went looking for money and we applied for a competitive transportation alternative program grant from the DOT. We were awarded $1.5 million earlier this year, which represents 80% of the estimated $1.8 million cost. That cost includes security measures. I know a lot of you are, you know, particularly from Kingston, are aware of the difficulties we've had down there, the recent tragic events. And this includes funding for cameras. It includes funding for lighting and security measures. And when we did the grant, we actually did it in coordination with the City of Kingston Police, because they're trained to do crime prevention through environmental design. So we'll be consulting with the City Police throughout the process as well as the city. What this resolution does is basically just starts the process. We're signing an agreement with the DOT. We are going to be selecting an engineering consultant in the coming weeks. The statements of qualification are due tomorrow. So if you approve this, we will probably do that in February, maybe March, as a contract for these engineering services. And right now, this cost is $165,000. $132 of it are federal and
$33
are local.
Peter? I just want to say, as somebody who has represented that district for, 30 years, first as an alderman and now as a legislator, I truly understand the problems that exist there. As far as the tracks coming up, that should not be an issue either. Tracks were covered over back in, the early 80s by the post office and then another building. The tracks were ripped up behind the Kingston Hospital, so there's no connection to going downtown. They end right there. So I actually look forward to this. I know over the years it's been a huge problem with Midtown. There's been drugs, there's been prostitution, there's been everything. And nobody would go back there because it was dark and it was always a problem area. So my discussions with the executive is I'm fine with this. I look forward to it because it'll give access down from the Midtown straight down to the plaza. It'll have cameras. It'll be lit up at night. So by all means, if there's anything I can do to further that, let me know.
We are working to do, you know, between now and when this is constructed is a period of at least 2 years. So in the interim, we are working right now with Central Hudson to make sure that lighting is installed.
Yeah.
The county executive and the public works department went down and met with the Kingston Police. We are going to be taking actions to secure the area in the near future. Possibly cameras. We have to see what we're doing an analysis of that.
That's going to be an asset to the entire Midtown area.
Yeah, thank you.
And I look forward to it, and I would encourage all my colleagues to support this show.
One of the things that isn't in this project, you may also remember we have about an acre site at Cornell Street between Cornell and O'Neill. We have a rail yard. We originally had thought we would like to have a linear park, a trail, but then also infill other park elements, because that area of Midtown has no parks that are in walking distance. If you look at an analysis of where the parks are, Midtown is kind of a stranded park desert, for lack of a better term.
Right.
What we would like to do is do this linear park and then fill in those other areas that we have with pocket park using additional funding. And we've been having conversations both with the Trust for Public Lands in New York City and the Dyson Foundation. So we get this done so that we don't run afoul of DOT standards, and then, but we leave basically an empty canvas here on that property that we have to infill other amenities. And we'll let the community choose what those amenities are. It might be, you know, playground equipment for kids. We also have an adjacent parcel that's heavily contaminated that's going to need to be cleaned up in the coming years, and that presents additional opportunities for making a really nice Midtown park.
Yeah. Good job. I appreciate it. We'll be able to.
Thank you for the support.
Anybody else here have any questions on the committee? If not, I'll entertain a motion to move it.
I'll move it.
Motion made by Jim Maloney and seconded by Legislator Warren. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. Thank you, Chris.
Thanks so much.
Thanks, Chris.
And now we'll get back on track here. Resolution number 467, approving the execution of the contract in excess of $50,000 entered into by the county Dutchess Tecon Industries Incorporated, Department of Public Works. This is for repairs, HVAC repairs. What is it? This is a continuation of the year of the contract?
No, this is a new contract for 2 years with the county option of a 2-year extension.
Okay.
For maintenance and repair of HVAC equipment at certain buildings, which are outlined on Schedule A.
Mm-hmm.
County Courthouse, Public Works Admin Building, the Ulster County Office Annex, on Flatbush, City Residence Barber Center, on Center Street Ellenville, and the Kingston Center, City Ulster, at 94 Mary Point, and those five buildings.
2 years, aren't
they? Okay. 2 years with a unilateral option on the part of the county to extend for another 2 years.
Any discussion?
I move for discussion, but if you want, if there's no discussion, I'll move it.
Okay. Motion made by Legislator Warren, seconded by Legislator Maloney. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. Resolution 468, approving the execution of a contract in excess of $50,000 entered into by the County Jerome Construction Group Incorporated, Department of Public Works. Motion made by Legislator Warren for discussion.
Second.
Seconded by Legislator Litch.
So this is for ADA improvements in various buildings.
Okay.
To bring the county into compliance with ADA requirements. It covers a lot of buildings. They're all described in the body of the contract. The general work can be handled by each of the buildings is there. The wrong was awarded the general construction contract, and then we failed to get any electrical bids, so Verone submitted an acceptable bid on that, and it was awarded both. But this outlines the work. This has been going on for years. We had to add some money to it fairly recently because prices had escalated, and the scope of the job had grown. But that's what this is.
it's really small.
I'll entertain a motion to move it.
So moved.
Motion made by Legislator Litt, seconded by Legislator Moore. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. Resolution number 459, approving the execution of a contract amendment causing the aggregate amendments to be in excess of $50,000 entered into the county Ashley McCall Incorporated Department of Public Works. This is appropriated money. Funding for boiler repair and preventive maintenance at the law enforcement center. I'll move it.
Second.
Motion made by the chairman, seconded by Legislator Warren. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. Resolution number 486, approving the execution of a contract amendment in excess of $50,000 entered into by the County Lothrop Associates LLP Department of Public Works.
This is for expanding the scope of the work for the architect.
Probation Center.
Or the Board of Justice. But this is for services with the architect only, right?
Yeah, it's been expanded from design services to what I would call construction management or what this calls construction administration. What it's adding is construction document phase, bidding negotiation.
Is that a normal procedure? Mm-hmm. Do we do that under normal conditions? Hire an architect to do one thing and then expand it to another?
That's probably not the right question for me. I wasn't involved with making the decisions on this. Mm-hmm. I think that had a lot to do with Mark Ryder in the county executive's office. But that's it. The scope of services expanded into phases that are necessary as part of the project.
Okay.
I don't know. I can't tell you whether it was contemplated that that would be a different firm at the time. You have a design. Sometimes you have a design firm and you have a management. Construction
management. Separate from the design.
They're going to handle both.
And that's similar to the question. Legislator
right.
Green, just for the record, Legislator Green couldn't make it tonight, but she emailed us a question that she wanted to ask on Resolution 486. When the bid went out for architectural services for the probation and Justice Center, it didn't include later phases of the project. The value of amending and extending is that Lethra knows the project. But shouldn't the original RFP have included all the work? If it had, might the results been different?
So, two parts of the question, shouldn't the original RFP have included all the work? I'm probably not the right party to answer that. If it had, might the results have been different? If that means price, I would say not. That these are necessary phases and I don't think the results would be different in terms of the amount.
Okay.
I don't know why it wasn't included to begin with. I can't answer that.
Well, that's basically my question. You know, I said it would have been done at the same time, and then it would have come to us once.
Yeah. So, I hear your question. I don't know the logic.
That's fine. I'll call Mark Ryder tomorrow.
Mark, I think, could answer that.
I mean, I'm not saying there's anything wrong with it. I'm just saying that I'd like to know why it ended up coming to us with this change.
Anybody else have any questions on the committee? Okay. Motion made by Legislator Litt, seconded by Legislator Warren. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Can you send that answer to Manager Overmore through an email?
Sure.
Okay. Right, Tom? Nettie will send an answer to Legislator Green tomorrow through an email. Okay?
I want to collect Mark's comments.
Resolution number 490, approving the execution of a contract amendment causing the aggregate amendment amount to be in excess of $50,000 entered into the county Craig and Manning Engineer LLP, Department of Public Works.
I'll move it.
Second.
Motion made by Legislator Maloney, seconded by Legislator Licks. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. Resolution number 493, establishing capital project number 513, equipment and facility upgrade, amending the 2017-2022 Ulster County Capital Improvement Program, amending the 2017 Capital Fund Budget, Ulster County Area Transportation. This is UCAT.
Mm-hmm. I'll move it, Mr. Chairman.
All right, motion made by Legislator Maloney, seconded by Legislator Warren. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried.
I like these kind of resolutions. They're 100% reimbursable.
Right.
Sorry about that.
And this is for the bond. Resolution number 495, establishing capital project number 514, purchase of mass transit buses, amended the 2000 capital fund budget, Ulster County Area Transportation, UCAT.
Mm-hmm.
Bond. Second. Motion made by Legislator Lawrence, seconded by Legislator Licks. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. Resolution number 514, amending capital project 439, rehabilitation of the Walt Hill Bridge, amending the 2017-2022 capital program, Department of Public Works, Highway and Bridges.
I'll move it.
Motion made by Legislator Litt, seconded by Legislator Maloney. All in favor? All opposed?
It just opened.
Yeah. It just opened.
Very good. Well, we think the lights are not working.
7 days. Resolution number 516, authorizing the chairman of the Ulster County Legislature to execute an intermunicipal shared service agreement with the town of Hardingburg for maintenance of county roads, Department of Public Works, highways and bridges. This has been going on forever.
Second.
Motion made by Legislator Licht, seconded by Legislator Warren. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. And our last resolution for tonight, authorizing the chairman of the Ulster County Legislature to execute an intermunicipal shared services agreement with the town of Shandaken for maintenance of county roads, Department of Public Works, Highway and Bridges.
So moved.
Moved by Legislator Lick, seconded by Legislator Maloney. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed?
What services are they? What are the shared services?
File insurance.
Following
is no. Shandaken is from winter. Maintenance.
What about
Hardingburg is winter and summer. And I wish I brought a county map because when we look at the county roads in Hardingburg,
it takes us so long to get there. You almost need a separate...
Well, you already told you to go out of the county to get back in.
Yeah, I was up there.
It's hard for them to do that.
Yeah, New Beach.
This is a bargain for us.
Okay.
And San Bacon, the winter maintenance, has a lot of... This system growth, one of them is the one that we go there. And they need weekend, almost round-the-clock maintenance to keep, you know, the patrons coming to the ski slopes, right?
I spent the whole day, a couple of years ago, I went out with John Parry, the highway superintendent was there, for Up Valley, Big Indy. I had never been up there in my life. I tell you, it was like being in another world.
Yeah.
The road takes the whole day to get there. And what cracked me up the most was that some of the town highway departments and the county substation, you this side, they look like hunting camps. Deer been on a wall, fish on a wall, stove was like that.
It was so
I was ready to sit down and
a lot of roads are dirt that are packed.
But the hills and the rock walk, well, some of those roads, it's like, oh my God, I plow snow. I said, man, I'm going to take a drive. I'm up here and plow snow. Just go off one of those things, they'll never find you. Anybody have any old business?
We used to meet at that rocker.
Any new business?
I'll make a motion for a German.
Before I cast for a motion for adjournment, as most of you know, tonight is legislator Lauren's last meeting here, our deputy chair to me. And Pete, I just want to say you've been an awesome deputy chair. I'm going to miss you terribly. You've been dedicated. If I need anything, you're always there. And I want to know, me personally, I appreciated your help for the past 6 years that you've given me. And just want to wish you the best of luck, whatever you're going to do. And you're going to be missed.
Well, I've been always
on this committee, but you're a legislator. I mean, 30 years of public service is a long time.
Yeah.
You know, and
you
did an awesome job.
Well, thanks. I appreciate working with you guys. And Eddie, thank you for all your assistance. I'm going to miss you guys. But I'll be around.
You don't have to be a stranger. That's all.
I'm going to be starting another
chapter.
Another chapter in my life. I'm on the other side. In the administration down in Westchester. So.
My dad always told me there's life after politics. So don't worry about it.
Yep. It's been a great run here, I'll be honest with you. The last 22 years up here, more than actually took the time off for my master's degree. So it's actually been a little bit longer than that.
Yeah.
But it's been a great experience. I've gotten to meet a lot of good people.
Yeah, that's the best thing. That's what I like. You meet good people up here.
Yeah. So thank you. And
you're welcome.
Well, if you guys ever need me for anything, feel free to...
I'm entertaining
one thing. Commissioner, the signs and the striping. We've been talking about it.
Okay.
All right. I have some pictures I was going to bring, so I'll make sure you get them.
What's your camera?
I will.
Okay. I usually put you over the ground, something like that.
Okay.
It's close enough. You did.
It's not really hard to stay in lane and turning or, some striping just because we get a lot of complaints from people, it's their own fault. But.
So you speed up that hill and going down?
Well, not when your two cars are, standing at a light, right? Both turn left.
True.
Okay. It goes from two lanes to one big lane. It's reminding them to stay in their turning lane.
Give me some pictures. All right. With that, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn. Motion made by Legislator Litt, seconded by Legislator Warren. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Meeting adjourned.